Wounds that take a long time to heal can become infected, ulcerated, or otherwise chronic, which can be very dangerous for people who have diabetes or are overweight or who smoke. At the extremes, amputations may need to be done if infections cause too much damage. Professor Fiona Wood, former Australian of the Year, who did the research on burns victims that led to the invention of spray on skin, is spearheading Wounds Awareness Week, which starts next Monday. I asked her whether a small wound could develop into a big problem.
Yeah, when we get a cut or a graze or an injury that sort of causes our skin to break down, then we really need to take care. We need to understand that not everybody just heals like plain sailing. You know, our skin is fabulous at repairing itself. But all too often, that repair capacity becomes overwhelmed. And it's that's what we need to really let people know about so that they don't get into a pickle, really.
And over the years, our mothers and grandmothers have told us various remedies. You're a burns specialist. We've been told over the years to put butter on burns. That's something you shouldn't do, isn't it?
Well, with respect to burns and burns, the best thing to do is clean, cool, running water between 15 and 18 degrees for about 20 minutes. And absolutely, that will reduce the extent of the burn. But ice will add an injury, a cold injury onto the burn, so you don't use ice. And certain things like butter seal the surface so that it actually makes it a little bit worse. But lots of people have remedies, but the easiest thing and the one thing that is absolutely proven to make a difference to reduce that injury is clean, cool running water for 20 minutes.
And so when you get an injury to your skin, that's the covering that sort of is the first, it's the protection of the body, I suppose, isn't it? And it's protecting all of our various immune systems, our circulatory systems, all sorts of things. What are the things that mostly go wrong for people when the skin protection is compromised?
I think it's the skin does, like many things, of course, wear with age. And there are certain parts of your body that are more vulnerable than others. And so, and it's also, you know, the interface to the world. I think Spike Milligan said, "It's what a beautiful thing is skin. It helps to keep your body in."
Yes.
But it kind of does a bit more than that. Like you said, you know, the immune system, inflammation and all these things. And certainly in areas, for example, your lower leg, in the elderly, those who are obese, a bit overweight, a diabetic, they are much more vulnerable with that skin being thin on the lower leg. For that wound, that relatively innocuous bit of graze and trauma to get a secondary infection and really get out of control. And in some people, those chronic wounds last for years. So it's getting actually early intervention, early treatment, making sure your diabetes is under control, you're losing that weight, paying attention to your skin. You know, that's really what this week's all about.
And when should it be a bit of a red flag that you probably need to do something more than just put a bit of Savlon on and a Band-Aid?
Well, I think red flag is interesting, isn't it? When the wound starts to get a red around it, you really need to go and ask somebody who knows. Go to your doctor or your nurse and say, well, is this right? Because when that red flag, that red area around the wound starts, that could be beginnings of the mischief, beginnings of infection. And we know, you know, you don't always have antibiotics because that can cause problems too with resistant organisms and resistant bacteria. But that's where you need help. Early, when it gets red, increasing pain, and it's, you know, if the days have gone by and it's getting worse, not better, that's a red flag. And go get professional help.
Former Australian of the Year Professor Fiona Wood speaking with me there.